truth. You can't handle the truth.
Don Lemon. From our New York studios up in Harlem. Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Can I ask you all a question?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a debate?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, I have.
Why?
No, you've been to one plant? No.
Yeah.
I figure Tom had been. It's surreal, isn't it? Because it's like it's like a real production, like a television show. Everything is scripted, right? Where they stand, who gets the first question, what do they ask? You got to come out with something strong. How will they answer? How are they going to follow up? And then how do you keep them in line? And then the one thing that no one knows is how the audience is going to react. It is exhausting, especially considering how debates are covered right now in the way they're covered on television. It's almost like a pregame show to the Super Bowl. This Democratic debate, though, you have to admit, however, was different in that it was intended for to have more substance, to be more substantive. Unlike the Republican debates, the Democratic candidates made a sort of an unwritten pact not to call each other names and to be civil. There was also some very substantive issues being discussed, the Black Lives Matter movement.
My question for the candidates is, do Black Lives Matter? Or do all lives matter?
Black lives matter.
Matter.
And the reason those words matter is the African American community knows that on any given day, some innocent person like Sandra Bland can get into a car, and then 3 days later, she's gonna end up dead in jail. Or their kids are gonna get shot. We need to combat institutional racism from top to bottom.
Wow. Right?
Wow.
A different Bernie.
Yeah.
Different candidates. That's good. They all have platforms, racial platforms, by the way. Bernie, Martin O'Malley. Hillary is the only one that hasn't released hers yet. But what I thought was interesting is that she very simply told why her presidency would be different than any other.
I think being the first woman president would be quite a change from the presidents we've had up until this point, including President Obama.
She said, well, I mean, that's obvious why it would be different, because I'm a woman. They've never had a woman president. But I'm sure you know who the most memorable moment came from in that evening. Do you know who that was?
Who's that?
Who was
Come
that?
On, none other than Bernie Sanders. Here
Bernie
it is.
Bernie Sanders.
Let me say something that may not be great politics, but I think the secretary is right. And that is that the American people are sick and tired of hearing about your damn emails.
Thank you. Me too.
Tired of hearing about her damn emails. It said the people want to hear more substantive things about what are they going to do? What's going to happen with the economy? Enough about the emails. Let's talk about real issues facing Americans, he said. Clinton said, thank you, and then they went on. That moment played well in the room, very well in the room. People stood up and they applauded. And it played well, I'm told, around the country. Played well for Democrats, too, except for the ones who were up on that stage besides Bernie Sanders running against Hillary Clinton. What Sanders did in that moment was essentially removed from the table one of, if not the main issue, which could keep Clinton from being elected. And that's those emails. That means the other candidates have not trustworthy ammunition that they have been using. And that includes Joe Biden. It certainly hinders him more from jumping into the race right now. He essentially took it off the table.
Yeah. Yesterday we had Reverend Al on, and he made this comment that not once did they mention the voter suppression laws that are plaguing our community around, especially in the South.
In Alabama, South Carolina.
South Carolina.
Texas.
You know, do black votes matter? Because,
that's a good question.
And that question never came up. Well, maybe if they've given you a microphone, Don.
Yeah, I didn't like that at all, Don. I was very upset, man.
Maybe they're giving you a microphone that worked. Maybe, Don, you could have got that
Anderson
in there.
Anderson Cooper knew what he was doing, man. He's starting to shine.
Yeah.
You're starting to shine, man.
You're the biggest rising star in CNN now.
Yeah.
And Anderson Cooper knows that. And he paid the sound man to take your mic out. I know he did.
We're on Team Lemon here.
Yeah, yes, we are. And you can tell
Anderson Cooper. Politics are not just in Washington.
No, that was not right what he did, man.
Do y'all know how many times we practice that too?
Had my man in the spillover room. He had one damn question.
Right.
In the way.
With the spillover room.
In the spillover.
Let me tell y'all, they moved me all around from front to back trying to figure out where it looked best with that big screen. And then they said it looks better in the back.
We on Team Lemon here, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm talking about before the debate.
You got love here. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, y'all.
I'm not watching another Anderson Cooper special. I'm done. I'm not watching another one.
Me either.
No more Anderson Cooper.
No.
I'm on Team Lemon.
New Year's Eve special.
Team Lemon.
Yes.
Listen, y'all. Technical problems, y'all.
Like that wasn't right,
Anderson
man.
Does have a lot of money. I don't know, but he might have paid somebody else.
Don't discount black folks. We ride or die.
We love you, Don. We love you.
Yeah, Anderson Cooper wrong for that.
I love you.
What?
Team? What? Huh?
Huh?
Who?
I can't. What? Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Team Lemon, baby.
Old school, new school. The remixes from Steve So Curly Neck.
Bye, Don.
25 past the hour.